You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, what up, what up, and welcome back to Woke-ish, your sophisticated source of ratchet entertainment. It is me, your boy Scooby Rose, and we are back, squad. What up?
Hey.
Oh, hello. Hey.
We gotta act extra loud.
Right.
There's only three of us in the room right now. Let's be honest.
Hey!
Well, we are so happy to be back with you, family. We had to take a brief hiatus to get our minds right, take care of some business, and get a few things in order. And I am so excited to be back behind the mic.
Hey.
To my left, two very lovely ladies. Welcome back. Goodness gracious, Chantel, you ain't been back here since episode two.
Right.
I'm welcome back.
I'm happy to get at it.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank
we are
you.
So happy
Thank
to have you,
you
back.
Thank you.
Filling in for Tierra, who is out not feeling so well.
Girl,
we
well.
Send you love and lots of well wishes. We can't wait to get you back in the studio. Also, we got a shout out Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Coach is still behind the scenes working hard, working all that comedic stuff you see coming out of the Facebook page. Every time I log on to Facebook, I'm crying laughing from something that he even posted. I don't know where this came from, because the coach I remember was very serious.
Yeah,
very serious. Dom G.
Hey.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Man, I'm here. I am here, y'all.
How was your week?
Rough, y'all. Rough, but I'm here.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what
I feel you.
It's another vibe, so it's positive vibe.
To my right, the voice of the show, Lady T.
Hello.
Get your late ass.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
That's why you sang that shit so long, because you knew I was about to cut. We gonna talk.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How was your last 2 weeks?
Aside from me getting sick, it was great. Uh-huh. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain at all.
How was your... You went to Chicago?
I did.
For a beauty conference?
I did.
How was that?
It was awesome.
You know, I learned something very interesting about what you do.
What?
And we talked about this earlier. You did y'all know you got to be butt naked to get a facial?
He is lying.
Am I lying?
Yes.
So why everybody in your pictures be butt naked
they
under a towel?
They are not naked.
Butt naked under a towel.
No, they
I
are
saw
not.
Cheeks.
No, you did not.
You posted it on Instagram. It was some cheeks on Instagram.
You are imagining things. I think you just wanted
to I'm imagining
to see,
some cheeks.
You just wanted to see cheeks.
Oh, I don't
right?
know what cheeks look like.
You
okay,
see
no,
cheeks
okay.
on the face, yeah.
No, I seen some butt cheeks. Whatever. Anyway, you got to be naked to get a facial with Lady T. That's, I don't know, it's some kind of butt naked conference or something. I don't know. Anyway. I mean, it has been 2 weeks since we've been back.
It has.
Good grief. Well, me, I had the longest break. You know, we had D-Walk's party. Mm-hmm. I got kicked out of that.
I had fun.
Yeah, Chantel. Yeah, Chantel, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah, I couldn't get back in, and yeah. I had some other issues going on.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Yeah, other than that, I just was ready to get back behind the mic, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking in late as hell also, Mr. Dame Walker.
You know what it is.
What's going on, brother? Well, let's just give him an opportunity to get see. Who hit the bell?
He did. He walked in.
Hey, that was you know here.
Man. Uh-huh. All right. Just ding yourself on in, brother.
Period.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How was your week, man?
My week was good.
Your 2 weeks?
Yeah, my 2 weeks. They were good. It was filled with activities. I turned 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo,
woo, woo.
Yeah, you're OG
yeah.
status.
You're 30.
Yeah, no, I went to Defy Detroit, and they looked at my ID, and they was like, oh, you're 30? Like, excuse the shit out of me. Yeah, now give me my ticket, motherfucker.
You about to get a lot of that. I don't know what it is about being in your 30s. They just be looking at you like, are you 30?
Yeah,
like, yes, motherfucker.
Right. I still like to jump, though. Damn.
Mine is always good.
I don't care
though.
If this is Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, I am 30. I'm just kidding.
Like, oh, you was playing?
Oh, you're 30. Playing. Really? Oh, yeah. Like, yes, I am.
The happy birthday. Yes. Happy birthday to my baby Denver.
Happy birthday, Denver.
Yeah, that's why I'm late today. She had a party today, so I was cleaning up and getting everything ready in there, getting them home, making sure they were in. And we looked at her gifts and all that, and she was, whoa, my God, LOL dolls, Doc McStuffins, and other pink and
LOL
purple shit.
LOL dolls?
Yeah, yes. all the little ones. Yes,
know. I ain't got no kids, so I wouldn't know. Well, all right. Are y'all ready to get into the show?
Yeah.
I haven't said that in so long.
I know.
Grief. Well, let's get into the show. D-Walk, we were going to kick it off with Word of the Week, but you just sat down. Get your drink. No, I got it.
Thank you.
I got it. Let's talk about a little bit of what's been going on in the media. We have got to give this brother a moment of silence, Mr. Nipsey Hussle. Unfortunately, me, Damien, and Tierra talked about this the other day. How we were going to address this on the show. But first and foremost, let's give this brother a moment of silence. Very solid brother gone too soon. Let's give him a moment of silence. All right. And we, you know, as we talked about it the other day, what hurts me most with this situation is that we did this. Mm-hmm. This was our fault. His own people did that to him. And I didn't know much about him and what he was actually doing in the black community, unfortunately, until his untimely passing. But I mean, this dude was doing a lot, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, when he was taken from us at that time, he was at his store to go meet one of his homeboys that had just gotten out of prison that he was hooking up with a job to help get back on his feet. So this is somebody that is out here doing for the community, doing for his family on a positive note. And we did this. Damien, I know you said you had a few things you wanted to say about it.
It's just something that when I heard it, it really fucked me up. Honestly, I was at work when I heard it, and I heard that he had got shot, and you know, that fucked me up initially, because I'm like, oh man, you know, not Nip, you know, I hope he all right, and I was hoping that, you know, everything turned out for the best for him. And then about an hour later, you know, if that, one of my guys at work came out and they was like, man, you heard the news. And they told me that he had passed away. He didn't make it past his injuries. And, you know, I was taken aback, honestly. And I mean, it hit me so hard. I was standing outside and it like kind of just knocked me back. So I had to step back down the stair like, man, it hurt, dude. It hurt me. You know, in all of my timeline, I seen everybody like, oh, you know, everybody. You would think that we knew him personally, you know, the way that we were all affected, and that stood true for me too, because I felt it personally, like, you know, he was a part of my family, and you know, at the end of the day, as a culture, he was, you know, I feel like we all need to stick together, and like we always say, this show is about, we all family, so
yeah, and you know, like I said, unfortunately, it wasn't until after this happened that I really found out the work that man was doing, and what I hate to really see, because I think it takes away. It takes away from the family's time to mourn. There's all this conspiracy theory shit that's going on behind that, because he was about to make that documentary and, you know, had all this other stuff going on. I mean, come on. That's the last thing that, you know, that these people need to be, you know, we need to just be sending them love and peace and prayers and really getting together and having this conversation as a community and as a culture, because we did this shit. Mm-hmm. His mans did that. You know what I mean? And that's probably how he was so, you know, able to get so close, from what I read, because he has a bodyguard. Nipsey had a bodyguard. And, you know, in order for somebody to get that close to shoot him, you know, as close as he did, you know, I knew you. You walked up to me. You know, he knew him.
Well, apparently his bodyguard wasn't actually there, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His bodyguard came out with a statement saying that he was not there. It was an unexpected visit to the store, basically, because he was doing something for a friend of his. He went to the store alone. He didn't have his people there.
Oh, okay.
There are so many stories circulating around about what happened. And it was one story that I came across from a guy who was actually there, who knows them. And he said that the guy realized that he didn't have his bodyguards, and he realized that no one out there had any weapons but him. That is the reason why he shot him, and he turned around and ran and came back
twice
when he realized nobody was shooting at him.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Nipsey's Hussle's death definitely hit different for the black community. I will say that. It definitely did. And any other celebrity, like, you really did feel like you were close to him. Like, mm-hmm. he was your cousin, your brother, your friend. You really thought about it. And unfortunately, he was taken at a young age, and it was somebody that we needed. It was a positive role model that everybody needed to see.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So let's bring up our homeboy, Jesse Smollett, who was all charges were dropped against him, but the city of Chicago ordered him to pay $130,000. And Brother Man and his team said no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that name?
The small parts pay for the bullshit. Hey, you got it, bro.
For real. Yeah.
What did he get? 120K an episode or something like that? That's one episode, brother.
Yeah, it was more than that. I think it was like 160K an episode. Shit,
even better. You got that with some left over.
Shit, you just still got to do one show.
Right.
Damn.
I don't know right now.
You just don't care.
It's not that. It's just so many thoughts behind it. It's just like, I'm done.
Here. I still haven't made up my mind. Like, I don't know if I don't believe
I'm just
him.
Not sure.
But I don't think he was the only one behind this, because he got out from under this too easy.
It's like comical. Almost.
Yeah, this was probably. I mean, this was probably a publicity stunt going wrong for the whole show.
Everything.
And it just fell apart, and it blew up, and now they trying to, you know, put out the fire. So whatever, he kept his job. He going back to the show from what I read. So
straight.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't even kept up with it. After I heard that they were right. letting him go, you know, not pressing any charges or whatever, I kind of just like, okay, well,
right.
next story.
That's where I'm at. Like, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, it's much more pressing right things. That yeah. It's just like,
that
all right,
whole
bro,
little
you
scenario
got
to.
Yeah, but you know, while they were pushing all this stuff to begin with down our throat, I mean, this was the talk of all social mm-hmm. media sites and all major media platforms. You know, I had no idea what this brother Nipsey Hussle had going on for real. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what we need to start doing. And we need to hold ourselves accountable for making sure that when we have positive people like this in the community out here doing stuff like that, we need to talk about it. We need to highlight what's going on so that people know, so that we can give these people their flowers while they're still here.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I don't even know. I hope that this man had a glimpse of. Had a smallest bit of an idea of how much he meant to the black culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that brings him some peace, you know, in the afterlife. I hope that gives his family some type of peace in his time.
Definitely. He's definitely had an outpouring of love just from yeah. everybody in the community. And, you know, not just to Lauren, that's the most public figure I think that we all know, you know, that he's connected to. But, you know, his entire family, I just, you know, I wish them peace, and I send all the good vibes I have that way into his family.
Welcome back to the mic, Mr. Make It Safe.
Mr. Make It Safe. Hey. What's going on, man?
Corey, what's up, bro?
Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful day today. It was great weather. I was able mm-hmm. to get out there and build me a fire today, so aww. It was real nice today. I enjoyed myself. Okay.
That's what's up. And kind of dialing back to Nipsey once again. Don, we were just talking in the car about Kodak Black and about what this fool apparently went on. Tell us a little bit about what he said on Twitter.
I guess, or Instagram, something. I don't know. But he put up a video just saying, like, how Lauren is a widow now, and he's going to pretty much shoot his shot. And it was just real disrespectful and, like, disgusting. Like, it stood out. And they keep posting it, and it's just annoying. Like,
How old is Kodak Black? Anybody know off the top?
Nobody,
I mean, is he older than, like, 25? He can't be older than that.
I don't think so. But it's still, but that just shows the generation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just disrespectful. And
I was a small fan of his because of that song he did with Bruno,
but I didn't really know that. But now it's just
Yeah, yeah, that's
like some
too
shit
much.
Just better left unsaid. Like, bro, if you feel that way, you know, whatever. I can't tell you what to think, but definitely some shit just better left
I
unsaid.
I just feel like it shouldn't have been displayed on social media if you felt that way. Yeah. Why you have to record it and put it out there?
Again, right. There goes him being young.
It's so disrespectful.
Capitalizing on the situation, mm-hmm. being the one person out there that says something against what everybody is saying and doing in regards to the situation.
And this isn't the time for that.
It never is, but there's always that one person, and unfortunately, it's the stuff like that that sells in the community and not the positive stuff like what he was doing behind the scenes. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, again, I only knew him as the man that was dating Lauren London, to be honest with you. I knew who she was from her movies and stuff, but I just knew that was her, and, you know, she had a child with him or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew.
Which is fine, because it's a lot of people that, you know, maybe that's all that they knew about him, but, you know, after they heard about his untimely passing, you know, they're able to do that, you know, a little bit of research and show their respect, you know, for that man and everything that he was standing for.
I didn't even know they had kids together. That's new to me.
I didn't know that one. But, I mean, I not, like, since he's been around, you know, but I have, I'm a little bit more familiar with like his music and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So with that, let's swing into some with it or quit it. And we're going to kick it off with this brother because I think we know where this is going to go. With it or quit it, Kodak Black. Corey.
Oh, man. Kodak Black. I turn on his music when I like the vibe. The energy, the beat, and all of that. I hate the words when you really sit back and think about the words that he's saying. You're like, come on, man. This ain't what we really want to represent to our community, to our culture, and stuff like that. So I'm really not into that type of music. You know, really. I really
quit it?
Quit it. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Damn. With it or quit it?
Fuck him, man. All that bullshit. Okay, okay. I shouldn't say fuck him because, you know, he's still a part of our culture, you know, for now. But quit him. Quit him for now because that's some bullshit. And off that alone at this time, that energy, that's uncalled for.
Absolutely. It's time for you to sit down, brother. Mm-hmm. Lady T.
What songs does he sing?
I just know of his collaborative joint with Bruno Mars and Gucci Mane.
Which is? I can't even think of.
Okay, so she's going to quit him?
Yeah, because okay. I don't really care.
And I agree. I think he needs to go. Just, I mean, again, off of the strength of what he said, that was horrible. This was not the time for that in any way, shape, or form for him. You know, that's Chantel?
I would say quit it. Quit it. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that at this time, and nobody wants to hear it in general. Leave it alone. It just shows his age.
Yeah, absolutely. Dom G.?
I wasn't really with him in the beginning. I mean, it don't matter.
Easy
That's
choice.
What I'm saying.
Easy
hey,
choice.
Like, whatever.
Just quit it.
Okay. I was asked to put this brother up on the chopping block because of what he did to offend her hive, Mr. Omari Hardwick. Who violated who apparently violated every law known to man,
all of them,
by kissing Beyonce on the cheek, not once but twice. So with it or quit it, Chantel Omari.
I'm with it. I say shoot your shot.
Right. If
she let you get away with it the first time, go ahead and go back and get some more. She's Beyonce, come on now.
Lady T.
I'm with it. I mean, come on. It was innocent. It was so innocent. He didn't mean anything by it. He was showing affection to the queen.
Damn.
You know what? I'm going to say I'm with it. Not that, but just him in general. I don't think he meant anything by it. I think it was a...
Yeah, because he spoke to Jay first before he did it.
I think it was a bad angle. You know, you never go in for the double-double. You know, I think he's feeling it now, and he probably like, damn, why? You know how I saw you. Like, I shouldn't have did that, man. I should have just kept it at the one.
And listen, in his defense, if I had the opportunity to kiss Beyonce once, I'm going in three times. Okay?
Okay,
I'm getting both cheeks and a chin.
I'm going to kiss her too, okay?
I'm getting both cheeks and a forehead. I'll get an earlobe. I don't care.
I'm just
Beyonce,
saying,
okay?
If Omari getting his car and his brake line cut, then you know somebody else is like, quit it.
You ridiculous for that. But listen, we all know when Jay mad because he ain't said nothing. Because he'll go to, who's her name? Angie Martinez. He is quick to go to Angie Martinez when he got a problem for real, for real. So I don't think he didn't think nothing of it. So anyway, that brother, whatever. I'm with him. You can stay, bro. Shoot your shot, like Chantel said.
Shoot your shot, boy.
I'm jealous.
Okay.
All right. So with it or quit it, Empire.
I quit Empire after season one.
I mean,
I'm just saying. No, I mean, I think I watched season two, and then like after that, it just started tapering off for me. Yeah, so it's messy. It's doing a little bit too much, and I think it's a false depiction of our culture at times. From what I've seen, anyway.
I mean, what like I said, I liked about it initially was the fact that it was an African American family that had all this money. That was, I mean, it really reminded me of what's that show, Dallas. Did anybody watch Dallas?
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
I was watched by
I know what it was. Yeah.
Okay, right. So Dallas was an old school show about these oil tycoons that went through all this crazy stuff because of their crazy son, J.R. Ewing, who also played Major Nelson on I Dream of Jeannie. I watch a lot of old shows.
That's my show, though.
I watch a lot of old shows.
That
Listen,
and Bewitched. I love that.
When Nickelodeon turned to Nick at
and
Night.
And I Love Lucy.
In the 90s, I watched the Bob Newhart Show,
yes.
Mary Tyler Moore, Dick Van Dyke. I loved all those old shows. They were funny. It was quirky comedy. You know, it was very innocent comedy.
I like the word quirky.
Yeah. And it was the only thing I can get away with watching at 2 o'clock in the morning at 13 without my dad yelling at me. So.
It's also the only time you can get away with saying quirky, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know who you can judge, your auntie, okay? Don't judge me.
You judge, baby.
All right. With it or quit it, last one, y'all, and then we're going to get into some of our woke topics. Twitter. Chantel.
I say quit it just because I had a Twitter probably when I was about 18 years old, and I haven't had one ever since. And I've been okay with life with it. I've been okay, so.
Okay.
I say quit it.
Dom G.
I haven't been on Twitter in I don't know how long, so.
I got a notification that somebody requested to follow me, so I actually went on there. That's why I put this on there. I'm like, I still got a Twitter? I wonder if I got a MySpace, too.
Like, I'm still logged in.
Does MySpace still exist?
Yes.
Yes.
But not as the MySpace that we all know. I think it's more so a music app.
Okay. Oh, really?
I believe so.
Oh, like a show, like for unsigned artists to showcase their music.
Believe something like that. Yeah.
Nah, Justin Timberlake dove into that head first. He was gonna bring MySpace back. That was,
oh,
that
really?
Was,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
wow. Oh yeah.
Okay. Be
the new master, I guess. All right,
sexy
man.
Wasn't enough. Huh?
I'm bringing sexy back. There's no top eight. Yeah. There's no glittery backgrounds. It's not the MySpace anyone remembers. No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more SoundCloud with pictures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
I'm not, but okay. Cool.
I actually following our show on SoundCloud through Podcast Detroit. Mm-hmm. I actually got into listening to other like local artists, mm-hmm. and so yeah, I didn't even realize I liked that kind of stuff. I just kind of fell into somebody singing. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Damn. Right. I remember
doing that once upon a time on YouTube.
So I was kind of upbeat now, but then it's like, damn. Word of the week.
Don't do my man's like that.
First off, I want to say that I'm with Twitter, and I want to say why.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool. I get on Twitter, and I vent. I vent my little heart out, and that's because I don't follow anybody on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Nobody that I know, like, personally follows me on Twitter, so I can kind of get anything off that I want to say on there, and I want to say my shit is private, so.
So you be sneak dissing on Twitter?
Shit, man, I sneak diss, I sneak love.
Oh.
I sneak and do a lot of, no, okay.
Yeah, see him after the show.
Right, we talking about.
No, it's not a these hands moment, but like I said, I get on Twitter. And,
oh, real quick, I got to point this out. On the way over here, actually, I had just picked up Dom, and I was on my way to pick up Chantel from work to come to the show. Dom's daughter, Maya, gave me a full scholarship. Listen, she gets in the car. I'm like, all right, kid, are we going to have a good day? Are we going to be friends? And I was like, I fight kids. And she was like, I fight adults. What you trying to do?
Yeah, so I walk in here.
No,
I'm like,
I'm sorry. She said, what we doing? And I'm like, God.
So I walk in, and I'm like, hey, little Dom. She looks up. She looked back at her phone. I'm like, excuse me. Don't not say hi to me. And she's like, she chewed me off. Like, first off, I'm a little disrespected.
Hey,
but I feel you. Sometimes you just don't want to be bothered. I can't fault you for being real.
Oh, she's
spoke to me.
Oh, did she?
Oh, okay.
Yes, she did.
Oh, right. Okay. It's cool. We pass out junior scholarships.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You can get these in high school.
Y'all better get off my baby, because I will fight y'all. All right. And I will help
okay.
you.
Okay.
Dame, word of
the y'all ain't going to see. Y'all want to see that at all?
I'm more scared of Maya than I am. Right.
I'm telling you. I got a story about Maya.
She said, I fight adults. What you trying to do?
She's hilarious. So I just leave it at that. So my word, I had a busy 2 weeks, guys. So I kind of found this word on the flip, but I liked it. So I'm going to throw it out there. All right. The word of the week is tenacity.
Tenacity.
The quality or fact of being very determined. Determination. Damn, this big tongue. All right.
Oh, my God.
My tenacity allows me the opportunity to strive at anything I do. Tenacity. I want an intro to the word of the week.
Is that good?
All right. We'll do it like that. All right.
So I'm giving out a junior scholarship.
The old school Schoolhouse Rock. lolly, get your adverbs here, something like that.
That would be cool.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We got to work that out.
I like the Schoolhouse Rock idea. That was my joint.
We got to work that out.
We need another flashback episode. Schoolhouse Rock was that deal.
I don't remember Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just a deal.
I don't. I watched it in like 4 or 5. You know when they rolled the TV cart in the room?
Oh,
you remember that?
I remember that. That's when you knew you were running by the door. No workday class.
Right, right. It's about to be a good day. They're about to turn the lights off.
But see, what do you know now as an adult? That's a teacher hangover day.
Never thought about it like that.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah,
I do remember my third grade teacher would always go in a corner and go to
school. I was just about to say, I do remember my teachers would put their head on, like, ain't you supposed to be grading papers or something?
And then she would always tell her, this is teacher nap time. Just go over there. And it was always, but I like Bill Nye the Science Guy, though. Like that was one of my favorite moments in science class. Yeah. His videos were always exciting.
And you know, he is funny to follow on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Follow him on Instagram. He is hilarious.
Really? Oh, y'all, we in a whole segment. We in Word of the Week.
Oh, no, it's cool.
All right, what's the word? Tenacity?
Like you did that on tenacity.
Okay, I got this.
Oh, shit.
Y'all ready for this? Mm-hmm. All right. So me, Corey, Coach, and Dame were at the mall. We were walking by Forever 21, and Dame was like, dang, she got a big old booty. I give it an 8. I was like, nah, that's a 10 ass. ICT.
I knew he was.
I'm back. Listen, I gave y'all 3 episodes of regular words, okay? I'm back. That was funny. That was clever. Judge your auntie.
It was clever.
Take your segment back.
It was clever.
Definitely. See, you should have gone with, that's a 10 ass city. It's an 8 ass country.
Oh, my God, that was so clever.
Yeah, that shit went straight over my head.
It's a 10-ass city. Tenacity. What was the other one?
It's a 10-ass in the city. So it's a 10-ass city, right. But it's an 8-ass country.
Get it?
Because it's only an 8 when you're out there.
I love it, though. That was clever. Oh, my goodness. All right.
It was very clever.
Yeah. All right.
Come on. Somebody be on my side.
All right. Pass it on. Take the segment back.
Dom.
What was the word?
Tenacity.
Tenacity.
City.
No.
Tenacity.
My brain doesn't function.
Tenacity.
Why are you whispering it so creepily? That's not going to make her want to use a sentence.
I feel on the spot. Wait.
Okay, I see.
Tenacity. It's Saturday. I'm about to have a couple of drinks so I can get tenacity.
Whoa. I got that.
Tenacity to say that.
That's audacity.
Corey. Oh, yeah, that's audacity.
Tenacity, too. Yeah. It took some of that.
Listen, I promise we intelligent.
It's one of those days. It's 2 weeks.
Does anybody want to take a stab at tenacity?
I'm not doing it today.
So, well, listen, I think I deserve a prize for that, okay? I'm the only one that went for real. Corey changed up the whole word.
Corey just gave it a whole new meaning. All
right. I need an award for that. Are y'all okay? So
I like the tenacity.
We're gonna have some conversation and then we'll come back to situational bullshit. I got a good one for y'all, okay? So, you know, as Damian and I were talking about all this stuff with Nipsey and what we're doing as a culture, how do we heal as a culture from a situation like that when it was, again, caused in-house? What's the start of the healing process, Corey?
Well, it's communicating. Clearly, there was a breakdown of communication, and there wasn't some type of help that individual was getting or some type of attention that he was seeking out. So it was miscommunication, and we have to do better with, you know, just communicating with those that are seeking different ways to get attention. Sometimes it puts us in an uncomfortable situation to go down the street to the guys that's hanging out with their pants down to try to even embrace or put ourselves in their shoes. So it's just sometimes we got to look at things a little bit different. Not exactly sure what led to his death, but I know for myself, just putting myself in other people's shoes and just learning how to communicate from different angles is what helps to build relationships across a lot of different platforms.
Dame, you got something you want to say?
I like what Corey said. That's not something typical. So communicating is good, but grieving, just allowing yourself that opportunity to grieve, to get it out, to feel, it's okay to feel bad. You know, you can be hurt, you can be sad, you can feel bad about a situation, but that's a part of the process. You need that process to, so grieving, grieve, you know, and feel bad, and then, you know, allow yourself to feel better.
Lady T.
I mean, I pretty much, like you said, you have to allow yourself to grieve the loss. I mean, that's pretty much the first step in it. You know what I mean? Don't try to hold it in. Hold back on your emotions. Whatever you have to do to let it out, let it out.
So what's the first step for us as a community? What do we do to continue on with that, in that man's honor? What are we doing to honor his legacy? What
Pick
he
up
was
where
trying
he left
to
off.
I believe us as a culture, as Black people, we need to be more hands-on. We are not hands-on with a lot of things. The most we do is talk. We'll talk about it. We'll say, oh, hey, you know, I support you. If that, sometimes, but we are not hands-on. We will complain about it from day one, but won't fix it. And we need to start there.
I like that. Greg kind of brought that up earlier in the week. We were talking, and he was saying, you know, what are we going to do? You know, what's the action that we're going to put behind this besides just talking about it? And, you know, I kind of sat and I thought about it. And I'm like, you know, what am I doing? And, you know, I don't know if everybody know or maybe it's commonly known, but he was doing a documentary on Dr. Sebi. And one of the things that, you know, Dr. Sebi talked about is changing your diet, you know, eating better things that allow us to live a longer, healthier life. So my action, I guess, maybe it's different from a few others, but I'm starting to change my diet. So next week I'll be eating better. I'm going on a strict no meat fast. So for the first 3 days of the week, I'm not eating any meat. I'm just eating, you know, fruits, veggies, grains, oats, things like that. And then the last 2 days, if I eat any meat, it's going to be like a baked fish, something like that.
You know what? That's really dope, man. And in honor of you doing that, I'm going to support you doing that by making sure you stick to that because I can't get that.
I was getting ready to give you a fist bump and everything.
I mean, listen, I like bacon, okay? Me and bacon are like this, man. Son. Yeah. We're like this.
Bacon is okay. Best friend.
You know what?
We got to meet at least once a week.
I feel you, but, you know, we got to. I'm going to try it. I'm going to force myself to do it.
Can I give up cussing? Does that count?
Yeah, fuck it. Give us something. If you feel like it's unhealthy for you, give it
shit,
up.
All right. I mean, not right now, because, okay.
I mean, I ain't giving up cussing, but.
I decided to give up sugar. Like, I will be giving up sugar next month. I got to give myself time. I can't do this cold turkey. Mm-hmm. So, I got to give myself time.
Taper it down.
I tried to pick something that I indulge in too much that's not good for me. And it would be sugar and junk food. Mm-hmm. So, I told myself none of that.
And is this for in preparation of your wedding or just?
That too, but just because I'm tired of being fat.
Girl, P-H-A-T.
You better say it, Dane.
P-H-A-T.
Pretty hot and tempting. Let's get on somewhere. You know what? I really think someone would be saying that just so everybody could be like, what?
Right, give you yeah, the look down,
yeah,
like, girl,
give you a
where?
Quick once over. Look, because even Tanisha about to be like, yeah, I'm fat.
She. I know where I stand.
I'm trying to get thick. Like, I don't know what y'all talk about.
Child,
I'm
just so, off and so hand it to you.
When you think back to the beginning of unfortunate situations like what happened on Sunday, there had to have been, again, like Corey said, some breakdown and miscommunication that took place. Let's think back to the start of some situations that can be avoided by having those conversations. Do we own our own faults and stuff like that? Like, do you hold yourself responsible for what you know? I mean, because come on, there's some situations that happen when you know you like everybody that's not even involved can look at that situation and go, yeah, you were wrong for that. Yeah. And that person knows for a fact that they're wrong. But do you honestly own your faults in situations so that you can help get to a better solution or even just get to a solution?
I try to. I'm always self-evaluating. I'm hard on myself. I just talked about this earlier. Like, I'm hard on myself, so I'm always like reevaluating. Like, damn, what could I have done different? Like, mm-hmm. where did you fuck up, Dom? Like, because you know you got to start there to even figure out how the different like spider webs came out of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Yeah. I didn't master it, but it's something mm-hmm. I definitely try to do.
Chantel.
Eventually. Like, sometimes I do, but eventually I have to sit down and, you know, you, well, not everyone, but I act erratically sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll act first and then think about it later.
That's
sometimes I think about it first. Not really, but sometimes I think about it first and then I'll react. But if I know, okay, I didn't think about this and I did it, I'll sit down and say, okay, Chantel, are you wrong? Are you right? And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. If I'm right, I'm right.
Yeah, I know. That's something I just started doing maybe a year ago, really holding myself accountable for my actions and being honest about it. You know what I mean? And it was hard to do. It was hard because the first thing we do in situations, in arguments and stuff like that, the first thing we do is defend ourselves. You know, we never go, okay, wait a minute. I may have said this and you may have taken it like that, so this is probably how we got here or vice versa. It's instantly, you don't talk to me like that, and it's this and it's that, and I said this. And it's just we immediately get to defense mode and we don't really take a minute to just breathe, calm down, because I'm always the first to say you can't communicate when you're upset, when you're angry.
That's right.
You're not going to effectively communicate. It's not possible.
I know I can't.
Well, you'll say something you don't say.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I try to keep myself on this level, like, of colors, because I know, like, once I see red, I'm just over
the top.
There's
yes.
no way to bring mm-hmm. me back from that. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, have to stay away from that because yeah. I don't – that not bringing me back is, like
– You don't want to –
Yeah, you know,
that.
It's
– Lady T?
Yeah, I definitely try to as well. I am – a overthinker sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, I'm always thinking about things and evaluating situations and all that kind of stuff. So I try to take responsibility for my actions. Of course, it's not always going to be like that. Like you said, we tend to get defensive and, mm-hmm. you know, especially when we are arguing with somebody and, you know, or somebody says something that we don't particularly like. It's hard, but you have to, you know, sometimes you have to take responsibility for your wrongdoings. I mean, you can't grow if you don't.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Corey?
I try to fuck up fast so that I can learn real quick. But I try to do it so skillfully so that I'm learning something from it. And through that, I learn from the people around me. And I really try to take my L's fast, and it teaches me the character of those that's around me. It teaches me how those around me really feel about me. So, you know, I think I got to work on cutting people off too fast. Man, we could have a disagreement about the color of the sky, and I haven't heard from you again. So it's just, you know, we definitely have to come at each other with love and wanting to have an understanding on how can I myself become a better person, and then, you know, take it from there.
Speaking of cutting people off, on the way over here, this idiot cut us off right And it's, oh my goodness. And I'm sorry, I got to get to this. So this idiot cut us off. And if it wasn't for the great brake work done by one of our top sponsors, Alley Mechanics, my homeboy Chris has finally done it. He has started his own mobile mechanic services, guys. Wow. And this is cool. So awesome. So he's based out of Wisconsin right now, right? But he travels back and forth to Michigan to see family and also to do work. And he's also available in the Chicago area. Alley Mechanics. Check him out. He's on our Facebook page. One of our top sponsors. Great guys. Great service. Dame?
While we're talking about sponsors, I'm going to go my barber, Darwin, over at Cologne's Hair Care Center on Middle Belt. Still can't remember the side street, bro. I'm sorry.
I think it's Michigan and Middle Belt.
Yeah, it's right past Michigan.
Okay.
It's right past Michigan. But, you know, shout out to him. He does an amazing job. He always gets me crispy. I let him know, you know, I'm be up there. I need my haircut for my daughter's birthday. He got me in and got me right out.
Sponsor since day one. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to him. And also More Unique Designs for all of our customizable goods, anything that we want. She gets the job done. And shout out to her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So, while we're talking again about all this animosity and all of that, where do we start the healing process within? At what point do we take time to, like, how do you guys handle your healing process, whether it be something from a breakup, maybe a bad friendship or a negative situation? What do you do to start the healing process for yourself? Chantel.
I just continue to be myself. Like, nobody has an attitude or emotions like mine. So I deal with it very differently. Like, I just, it might not be healthy, but I just deal with it later.
What about traumatic situations?
As far as, like, if it was a death, or I have to get that out. That's something you must get out. You have to get that out. There's no holding that back.
So what do you do to, like, start that healing process for yourself?
Whatever I need to do. As far as crying, if I got a beat on a pillow, whatever it is.
See, I was different for so long because I was always taught that as a male, I'm not supposed to cry. I'm not supposed to show any emotion. We just handle it. And, you know, I held that in for so long that in my adult, you know, my adult years, I'd say like 26, I kind of lost it. I had to refine myself, and I've learned that it's okay to not be okay. You're not going to always have it together, and that's okay. You're not going to always be, you know, where you think you need to be in the race. You know, a lot of times, I think in all times in life, we're exactly where you need to be, whether it's learning something or, you know, or celebrating something. I think that's all a part of the master plan. Mm-hmm.
So in the end of losing, like, friendship or things like that, my grandfather gave me some of the best advice that, like, he told me that when I was 18, maybe younger, and I've kept that throughout my whole life, and I've built on it. But his advice was, it's real simple, it's be proactive, not reactive. And, you know, it's, think about every situation that you get into. So let's just take the loss of a friend. You know, immediately, I'm always proactive. You know, it's something I practice. So I know, without a shadow of a doubt, or usually, that it's nothing that I'm doing, I guess, for lack of better words, wrong. You know, whereas I'm doing something that's malicious or purposely trying to hurt somebody. So, you know, if I was to lose a friend, you know, I don't feel so bad about it. So I guess I don't really have to get over it because, you know, I'm constantly thinking about what's the right thing to do. So I'm not being reactive in a sense where I'm just doing things and doing shit that's, you know, just selfish and purposely not thinking about others. But, yeah, so that's my way of dealing with things, to just always be as proactive as possible.
Lady T?
I have to be honest. I'm not the best at dealing with things.
Yo, that's okay.
I was getting there.
I'm really not. I tend to hold things in a lot until I can't anymore, and then it doesn't always come out in the best way. So that's something that I'm working on. I gotta be honest. I can't even.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. At least you acknowledge it, and it's something that you are working towards.
Yeah, when I'm angry, I may not always speak about it. Sometimes you can tell because my emotions kind of come out in my face all that. But
that's why I got to move your seat.
Whatever. You like sitting by me. But, you know, so I don't always deal with things in the best way. I haven't always dealt with death in the best way. I don't always cry when people die, even though I may be extremely hurt. But it just, for whatever reason, I just haven't mastered how to deal with those things. So,
Dom G.
Man, I swear you be in my head sometimes. I don't handle things well. It's when I was having this conversation earlier this week. Like, I isolate myself and I, like, completely shut down. Mm-hmm. It's something I'm learning to allow myself to go through, I guess. But I'm trying not to cry. I know I'm a cry baby.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, y'all stop trying to make me cry every time I come in here.
Listen. But what are we about, family? Who do we do this for? Only one person knew the answer. All right,
coach. We
y'all get no more time. This is what happened.
I threw the fist up. It's right. Just maybe we need a little bit more camera time. But I threw the fist up. I knew what it was.
I did it too.
I was doing other things.
But that's just it. I don't handle it well. I isolate myself. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, let's get to one of our favorite segments in the show because we're getting close to that time, right?
We are.
We're getting close to that time. So let's get to our favorite segment, Situational Bullshit. Am I the only one excited for this? Nobody?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm ready. You know, I love Situational Bullshit.
All right. So this is a good one. I rewrote this a couple of times, but this is a good one. So, Woke-ish blows up and becomes a nationally syndicated show. We all become famous and financially well off with million-dollar contracts with a major studio network. You get your first major check and you go to your bank to deposit the money in your joint account with your spouse. The bank teller asks you which account you would like the funds deposited in. Now, you're confused because you only knew of the one account that you thought you guys had.
He was watching The Family That Prays.
So you find out that your spouse has a separate account with $62,000 in it. Damn.
Why you always do this to me? I feel like you know I'm about to give you a bullshit. All right.
Are you reading your answer while you pull it?
No, I was reading something that said, would you run these dogs over for $10 million? I'm like, it's all one of my
Brandy
account.
Listening right now. She like, you better say the right answer.
And she got 62K?
Yeah.
Situationally, if she got 62K, it's because she know I blow the fuck off out of some money. And she got that 62K for both of us. And
so why
that we
wouldn't
need,
you know about it?
Why wouldn't I know about it? Because she know if I know she got 62K, I'm like, look, babe. Why don't you just let me borrow like $500? All right, I'm gonna go put some gas in my car. I'm gonna go pay this car note, and then I'm gonna go buy some liquor, and we're gonna get drunk.
I'm actually very disappointed in your response.
And then she's gonna be like, "This is why I ain't tell you because Corey, you about to drink all this money." But I'm gonna put it in both of them, the one for us.
Corey, what you doing?
I'm gonna communicate. I'm gonna call. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just come straight at you. You know, hey, I'm here. Is it something that I should know about? And we're going to start from there. I don't like beating around the bush and wasting time and trying to figure out what's going on. This is what it is. What's happening?
See, I'm still growing here because while I'm not a violent person in any way, shape, or form, I'm going to wait till nobody's at home and I'm going to go home and I'm going to flip that damn house upside down. And then I'm gonna go back to the bank and replace everything out of that $62,000 that you've been hiding from me.
Well, let me ask a question. Is it $62,000 of money that I made, or is it just he saved?
It's just money that's being stashed. You don't know where it's coming from. It's just money that you knew nothing about. You thought that y'all had one account.
See, here's my thing. My mother always taught me to have my own. So, I'm not really going to be upset because, hey, you saving money, my nigga. Like, okay. I mean, it's not really going to bother me. If it's not money that he took from me, hey, do your thing. Save your money. That's what you should be doing.
Y'all all are some boo-boo draws because let me tell you, You're hiding money. You hid $62,000 from me. If you wanted to save it for whatever reason, I mean, if it's money that you put up personally from you, that's cool. But why? I mean, we married. I need to know. You can't be keeping them kind of. That could be your. I can't wait to get rid of this motherfucking money and you pack up and go live in the Cayman Islands or something one day.
Or it could be a surprise. Like,
right. Right. Maybe she about to take us on this badass trip to Egypt or something.
Okay.
See 30-year-old Damien think different, man.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but kid, let's remember the world ain't always lollipops and gumdrops.
I'm not tripping. I'm really not.
30-year-old Damien also flipped this motherfucking table over. I feel like it's some bullshit. I mean,
it's Chantel, what you doing?
Well, I would just be more upset that you didn't tell me. Like, I wouldn't care that you have a bank account to yourself with money in it, but why the need to hide it? So we're going to have to sit and talk about the reason you needed to hide that from me, as if I was going to ask for it or try to tamper with it, or, you know, it wasn't necessary to hide it.
The only way I'm going to be upset about it is if we in a financial hardship and you sitting on this money and you ain't trying to help. That's the only way I'm going
to
be upset.
Yeah, okay, see, if we've been struggling for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give y'all a little bit of backstory. So, yeah, y'all have struggled in the past. It's been times where you've almost lost your home, almost lost your car, didn't have, you know, money to put food on the table.
Yeah, I've been stressing.
Then I'm going to be pissed.
And I've been stressing.
I mean, you look at the deposit sheets, and that money has been, you know, it's been been deposited over the years, over the course of
Okay,
then I'm mad.
Yeah, okay, but you got to look into that kind of stuff. Y'all instantly went, oh, well, you know what, we just got extra $62,000.
I mean, I guess that's me being positive. I'm like,
right.
Damn, baby, you've been working for
me. I need to know where that money came from. Let's be real.
What you been doing?
Exactly. Who you fucking? I need, what's up? And yes, I'm going to be very accusatory until I know, because that's a lot of damn money to
be
satisfied.
If you're doing some fucking that's getting you $62,000, I want to know what site you went through, because I need to be doing the same fucking.
Hit that pole.
Oh my God.
We can do this together.
What? You hear me? You hear me? We can upload this video together.
Tonight, right now.
Raw dog.
Oh, my God.
I will be a sugar baby, too, okay?
Oh, shit. I didn't know that chair went back that far.
God.
I need to sit back and reevaluate the people on my show.
Man, I almost hit the button for Captain Marvel. I thought I was about to fall back.
Okay, you missed it.
I am... Who are you people?
We're a culture.
What culture?
That's who we are.
She said, I'll be a sugar baby too.
Listen.
Dom G, what you doing?
Listen, I could say what I'm, I don't know.
The only people that knew about Sugar Baby was on Sugar Baby.
Listen.
Whatever.
Like, shut up. I'm telling my secret.
That is a real website, ain't it?
Yes.
Let me find out your little chocolate self was on sugarbaby.com. Oh, you look nasty.
Listen. On their life.
Let me find out Count George Vaughn III been taking you out on Saturday nights.
Playing with his white church hats.
All right. Corey, did we say we did? Okay. All right. So let's wrap it up with some Sit Your Ass Down nominations. We ain't did this in a while, and it's almost time to wrap it up.
We haven't.
Yeah. So I'm going to kick it off. Ooh-wee. I got a list of them, but I'm going to dial it back to the bouncer at, Duo, the night of Damien's party. Me and this dude got a full scholarship. But if it wasn't for the fact that I would not embarrass somebody on their birthday like that, this dude was about to get a scholarship. He would not let me back into the club because I had a hat on. And then, so they let me back in. It was like, all right, whatever, but you got to pay to get back in. I'm not, what? And then they wanted double what I initially paid to get in. Like, it was ridiculous. And
did you go in with the hat on at
Yes,
first?
Yes. I went in with the hat on. But when I got there, I think I got there at like maybe 10:30 or something like that. And then, like, I guess after 11 o'clock, they switched to like club rules and hours and that kind of stuff. It's like, bro, I was just in here. You told me I can come back. I high-fived you on the way out. Like, bro, coming back. Psh, bro power. Not really, but, you know, I was just kind of stressing the point that this fool knew that I was coming back in, and he just caused unnecessary issues.
Wow. I don't even know if he let me back in. I was just drunk. And ain't nobody about to stop my big ass.
I need to make your ass sit down because you was the reason I unnecessarily went to the parking lot.
This is true.
Lady T, sit your ass down nomination.
Oh, man, that's hard. I've been having... a great couple of weeks. if I have to,
you better have a nomination.
It would be every single person that went on a trip to Chicago with me, including myself.
You just gonna make a group of us? Okay.
We all needed to sit our asses down.
Oh.
Because we could not decide on a single thing to do the entire time.
I mean, what
we
you
were
expect?
There.
It was a car full of women.
The shade was real.
I'm about to get jumped after the show.
Damn.
You know what? I was gonna try to make it personal to me and selfish, but you know I gotta give my man his respect. And if I sit your ass down, it's gonna be to the Nipsey Hussle shooter. He can go sit his motherfucking ass all the way down and get the fuck out of whatever culture he in. I don't give a fuck if it's ours, theirs, his, or the green people's. He can get the fuck out the culture. He can sit down in peace, bro. Actually, not even bro, because fuck you. That's a term of endearment. Just deuces, nigga.
Wow.
Straight like that. Yeah. Corey.
I want to say sit your ass down to all of the people out there that be dumping in our community.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Man, it's a lot of things in our community that's happening now so that we can address and find this. But when you're in the line of work that I'm in and you go out there and you spend all your time picking up trash and stuff and you wake up the following day and they done do some more shit out there, you like, come on, man. Sit your ass down. We got kids that live here. We got elderly that live here. So I just want people to start taking more stewardship in our community.
Stewardship.
Mr. Yeah. Make It Safe.
I like that word, too.
Dom GD. Let that be a word of the week, and you're going to get thesehands.com.
Quirky-ass stewardship.
Why you bringing up old shit? Dom GD.
I don't even have a sit your ass down, man. Which is crazy because I've had a rough couple
one.
Of weeks.
You can give me sit your ass down because I ain't bring my liquor today.
Yeah,
I was rushing.
Sit down.
I was rushing.
Sit all the way down. There we go. There's my sit your ass down.
I second that notion. Anybody want third? Do I hear a third?
Here.
Chantel, sit your ass down nomination.
I want to give a sit your ass down to Future. Did you see his post with him trying to compare himself to the? Oh my God. Boy, sit down. You don't give us, you don't contribute nothing to the community but the baby mama and the kid every year.
Did y'all hear about Sierra trying to switch her son's
name?
Yeah,
I saw that. Too.
Yeah,
I saw
that too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All
right. We too close to the end. I know.
Yeah, we ain't going to breathe life into that.
I know.
Well, family, we have come to that point of the show where it is time to say goodbye.
No.
I know. But
I've gotten used
we're
to
back
our 2 hours.
I know.
This is so weird.
Yeah, that was fun. We're going to have to.
Yeah.
The
2 hours is lit.
Yeah. Ain't it?
Yeah. We're going to have to put some stuff together. So again, family, we thank you for listening to us. As always, you can check us out under Podcast Detroit on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. Am I missing one?
No, but download the Podcast Detroit app.
Well,
download
you should be able to find you under you by now. You should be out there listed on your own.
I haven't searched in a minute, but that's some awesome news.
Right.
Okay.
You know, once, we out here like that.
You know, once you hit like 3 to 5 episodes, we try submitting you on your own until it gets accepted. That's usually the threshold, so I'll double check.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, look at this up.
Right, period. Search Wokey.
This is why we love podcasts.
Look at
that.
All right,
that's
well,
for the culture.
Well, as always, family, check us out on Facebook at Woke-ish. Check us out on Instagram at Woke_ish_19. And as always, we love connecting with you. We love having these important conversations to rebuild the black culture. And who do we do this for, squad?
For the culture.
For the culture.
For the culture. We'll check y'all out next week, yo.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye,
guys.